I'm Shirley from Scotland, and I'm speaking with Yuri from Italy. Yuri's an artist. So Yuri, can you tell me something about the difference between watercolour painting and oil painting, the difficulties between the two, and where should a beginner start?
Oh, that's a good and complicated question. So, first of all, watercolour, of course, are made with, usually they are on paper, made with the watercolours. It is much quicker to make a painting because it dries very quickly, in few hours usually. Oil paintings are a little bit technically complicated, starting with. They have the disadvantage they dry much lower, but the advantage is that actually you can correct many things and change them very easily, which is impossible with watercolors.
So with watercolors, you said it's easier to correct. Can you explain a bit more how easy it is to correct the oil painting?
Well, let's say that I'm making a portrait, okay, and I'm making an eye, and then I do a big mistake, I don't like it. I can either take a piece of cloth, rub the color completely off, and start again. With watercolor, it's very much more complicated because once the paint is in the paper, it's almost impossible to take it off.
So how would you correct that mistake with a watercolor then?
Well, you try not to make mistakes first. You can maybe use a knife and take it off, but it's very dangerous.
And what kind of knife? A kitchen knife?
No, there are usually kind of special knives.
So if I go to the museum and I'm looking and trying to appreciate the art, how can I tell the difference between, say, an oil painting or a painting done with acrylic colour?
Okay, well, first you check on what kind of material they're done. Usually, as I said before, if a work is made on paper, it's most probably a watercolor. Okay? Acrylic, it depends. It's almost like oil, but it has a different kind of shiny quality.
And can you correct mistakes if you're using acrylic?
Yeah, very much like as oil colors.